You start with a pile of scraps that carried no promise yesterday. Bent pallets, rusted hinges, containers with no clear job. The kind of material most people toss without a second thought. You look at it for what it is now. Weight, shape, edges, possibility. Nothing leaves your hands until you decide what it can become. That pressure sits heavy because you know waste carries a cost. Money, time, space. Discipline is the thing that keeps the work honest. You scan every flaw and keep the pressure tight. The room holds the sound of tools waiting. Every decision moves you forward or backs you into a corner. You keep your grip steady and break the problem into small pieces you can control. Repurposing is not about saving what is broken. It is about proving you can turn the forgotten into something that earns its place again. Chapter 1, The First Cut. You start with the kind of pile most people drive past without slowing down. Pallets with cracked slats, boards carrying rust stains, containers that held their shape out of stubbornness instead of strength. You do not trust any of it yet. You test each piece by hand. Weight, flex, sound. A solid board gives a sharp report when you snap pressure through it. A weak one folds without warning. That is your first rule. Nothing goes forward until it proves it can hold its own. Your workspace is tight. You clear just enough room to move without knocking your knee into a loose nail. You sweep the floor twice. You do not let debris hide under your boots. Control starts at ground level. You lay the pallets out side by side and pick the one with the straightest runners. That becomes your entry point. A sloppy start only grows into a bigger problem. You set your pry bar under the end slat and lean into it. The wood fights you. That is normal. You increase pressure in small steps. Quick movements tear fibers and leave splinters that weaken the board. You keep it slow, steady. Once the nails shift, you roll your wrist and walk the bar down the length of the slat. Each lift frees more metal. You drop the nails into a bucket before they find your tires or your boots. The process repeats until the pallet lies open like a broken spine. Sorting comes next. You line the boards against the wall by condition. Clean edges first, then rough edges, then boards with scars that will force you to adjust your cuts. You keep a separate stack for anything questionable. You do not throw it out. You just do not trust it yet. Reclaimed work is a negotiation. Sometimes the material surprises you. Sometimes it betrays you. You do not take either result personal. You measure your first project with the simplest goal possible. A crate-style box. Nothing fancy. Four walls and a base. Enough structure to earn its keep in your shop. You choose the boards that held their shape through the pallet's hard years. They carry hairline splits, but nothing that threatens the job. You mark cut lines with a square, because guessing invites drift. Drift turns into twist. Twist becomes failure. The saw bites in clean. You guide it through without leaning. Pressure should stay even from start to finish. Reclaimed boards can pinch a blade if you rush. You let the cut close behind the teeth and release its tension. Once the boards reach uniform length, you lay them in formation. Two for the long sides, two for the short sides. The base will rest inside the frame, so you leave room for overlap. You do not trust friction alone. You use screws, because nails in old wood walk their way out once the grain dries again. Assembly brings its own test. You pre-drill every hole. Reclaimed wood splits under sudden force. You know better than to push it. Each screw seats flush with firm pressure. You keep your wrist straight to avoid stripping the head. The box takes shape slowly. You check square at each corner. You do not correct mistakes at the end. You catch them now or you live with them. When the walls stand firm, you flip the box and drop the baseboards across the frame. Some boards do not sit level. Old tension still lives inside them. You trim the high points until the fit settles. You fasten the base with even spacing so load will not favor one side. You lift the box to test distribution. The weight feels honest, balanced, no shift, no creak. The crate looks plain, rough grain, dark stains, scars from its former life. That is the point. You built strength from pieces that carried their share of damage. You test the box by setting weight inside it. First a few tools, then a full load. The frame holds. You check for flex. Nothing moves. You step back and look at the smaller stack of boards that did not make the cut. The question settles in. How many lives can a piece of wood live before it becomes unreliable? The box answers part of that. It proves you can pull strength out of scraps if you work with discipline. Your next move carries the risk. You need to decide which of the rejected boards can still serve in future builds. Some show deep splits, some carry hidden nails that rusted into their grain. You put them aside, not for the trash, for later. You may find a use that does not ask for strength. Not every piece needs to carry load. Some only need to fill gaps. You clean your bench and log today's work. Time, cuts, waste. Every detail matters because you track how far each material can go. Reclaimed work is slow teaching. You take that as part of the deal. You lock the shop with one thought, holding steady. If a crate built from battered wood survived its first test, what else can you force these forgotten materials to become? Chapter 2. Pressure on the wall. You start the morning with the metal pile, bent brackets, twisted strips, hardware that lost its shine years ago. Nothing here plays fair. You pick up each piece and check its memory. Metal holds shape long after you think it forgot. If it bends once, it might bend again under load. You only trust the pieces that return to straight when you force them back into line. Your plan is simple. Build a wall-mounted organizer strong enough to hold tools you reach for daily. The work turns rough fast. Reclaimed material never matches. You pick boards from yesterday's reject stack. These pieces do not carry the structure of a crate. They only need to hold shape against a wall. You scrape off loose fibers and dust. You do not sand. That comes later. Today is about structure. You drill pilot holes across the top and bottom edges. The wood complains. Old grain cracks under light pressure. You back out and shift your hole by a finger's width. The second try holds. You turn to broken tool handles next. Hardwood dowels that snapped under weight or age. You check the ends. Some splits run too deep. You cut those off and save the clean middle portions. These become the rack supports. You drill through each dowel section and check alignment. A crooked angle now turns into a crooked hang later. You keep the drill steady and let the bit clear its path. Brackets come next. You choose the ones with enough metal left to trust. You secure each bracket against the reclaimed board and mark hole locations. You drill slow. Rust flakes fall across your knuckles. The bracket shifts once. You clamp it down and try again. Reclaimed hardware fights because it does not owe you anything. You make it obey by keeping every move deliberate. Mounting takes precision. You set the board flat on the bench and anchor the brackets at equal spacing. You drive screws until each bracket locks tight. You check for wobble. A loose bracket becomes a hazard once weight hits it. The board stays firm. You attach the dowel sections across the brackets. Alignment stays true. Even with mismatched materials, the frame holds. You lift the organizer to the wall and mark stud locations. You never gamble with drywall. You use structural support each time. You drill into the studs and secure the board. The weight transfers clean. You step back. The organizer looks rough. Scratches, rusted metal, discolored wood. You do not care about beauty. You care about strength. You hang a hammer, then a pair of pliers, then a heavy wrench. The board holds without strain. Then the failure comes. A reinforcement fold on one bracket bends under the wrench's weight. The metal did not break. It eased down like a knee buckling under pressure. You catch it before the wrench drops. You study the bend. The metal carried a hidden weakness. You did not see it because it sat under a paint layer someone brushed on years ago. You strip the paint and check the grain of the steel. Small pits run across the bend line. Age marks. Wear marks. You should have caught them earlier. You remove the failed bracket and replace it with one from the stronger pile. This time you check every piece under bright overhead light. You run your fingers along each edge and listen for small clicks that signal fractures. One bracket fails the sound test. You toss it aside. You do not negotiate with materials that hide danger. With the stronger bracket installed, the organizer holds full load. You test it again by adding more weight than the rack needs to handle. It stays solid. No creak, no shift. The wood holds, even though its grain split yesterday under pressure. That tells you something. Reclaimed material carries more strength than it shows, but it also hides more weakness than you want to believe. You log the failure, cause, fix, lesson. Reclaimed work punishes arrogance. The board did not fail, the metal did. You adjust your process accordingly. Strong material becomes your starting point. Anything suspect waits until you find a safe job for it. You close the day with one question settling deeper than before. How far can you push recycled materials before they turn into hazards? There is no clean answer, only careful practice. Chapter 3. Holding Under Weather. You begin by pulling every leftover board, bracket, and container lid into one pile. None of it matches. Different grains, different metals, edges that do not line up. This is the hardest kind of work. You need to build an outdoor workstation surface that stays solid through heat, rain, and daily handling. You do not get the luxury of perfect material. You only get discipline. You clear your bench and bring out the straightest boards first. These form the frame. You check each edge for warp. A slight curve becomes a full twist once weather hits it. You cut the ends clean until each board sits flat. You lay them side by side to test alignment. Nothing fits tight on the first try. You trim a sliver off one board and shave an edge off another. The gaps close. You start drilling pilot holes. Reclaimed wood splits fast under outdoor stress, so you prepare every hole with care. Screws seat clean. The frame takes shape, square, tight, honest. You move to the surface panels next. Container tops, scrap plywood sheets, old lids with dents shaped by careless hands. You check for delamination. Any panel with soft spots gets cut down and used only at the edges. You set the strongest pieces in the center. You trim them to match the frame layout. You test the fit by laying your weight across it. Panels shift. You adjust. You cut again. Reclaimed work rarely gives you the fit you want on the first pass. Fastening mixed materials brings its own fight. You switch to shorter screws for thin metal sheets. You drill slow so the bit does not wander across the surface. Each screw grabs the frame. You press down on the panel and check for lift. Some areas resist and pop back up. You back out the screw and drill a fresh hole beside the old one. The new seat holds. You work your way across the surface until the whole sheet sits flush. Then you hit a problem you should have expected. A sag forms near the back corner when you lean your weight on it. The frame dips. The mixed materials flex under load. You do not add new lumber. The rule is clear. You use only what sits on the floor. You search the pile for anything strong enough to act as a brace. You find a small block cut from yesterday's rejected stack. Dense grain, straight, solid. You test it under pressure. It holds. You slide the block under the weak corner and mark the height. You trim it down by a fraction. A brace should press tight without lifting weight. You tap it into place and check the frame. The sag disappears. You test again with more force. The support holds clean. You secure it with two screws angled into the frame. You do not overdrive them. Too much pressure splits the block. Weatherproofing comes next. You cannot use new coatings. You rely on reclaimed sheet pieces to create a drip surface. You overlap the metal sheets across the top so water runs off instead of sinking into the wood. You secure each overlap with screws set tight against the grain. You check for sharp edges and tap them down with a hammer. Outdoor work surfaces punish exposed metal. The workstation now stands firm. You test it by sliding tools across the top. Nothing snags, nothing flexes. The mixed materials carry weight better than expected. The frame does not twist. You take a final look at the boards you ignored earlier. They carry splits too deep to trust on any load-bearing job. You stack them aside for future filler work. Not everything earns a prime role. You perform one last inspection. Corners, fasteners, support blocks, sheet seams. You lean your full weight across the surface and listen. A strong build stays silent. The workstation stays quiet. You push harder. Still nothing. You built structure from pieces that were never meant to work together. The result stands because you forced each part to follow your rules. You clean your tools and record the day's work. Mixed materials demand more patience than any other repurposing job. They test your judgment. They expose your mistakes. They also prove your discipline when you turn mismatched scraps into something that survives pressure and weather. This is the cost of building with fragments. Time, precision, respect for every weakness you uncover. Strength appears only when you face those weaknesses head on.